Hi, Lee Cooper, out in the Bering Sea, talking with you about research funded through the National Science Foundation. Tonight I've got another guest podcast. This is Patty Janes of Scholastic Magazines, talking with Sam Barlow of the Oakwood School in Greenville, North Carolina.
The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy in the northern Bering Sea. I have with me today Samantha Barlow, a teacher that has been aboard the Healy for a full month, observing scientists as they study the effects of ecological changes that are taking place here. Sam, could you please tell me a little bit about yourself? For instance, where are you from and what grades do you teach?
Hi, Patty. I'm from Greenville, North Carolina, and I'm a 6th and 7th grade science teacher at an independent school called the Oakwood School.
And why did you want to join the scientists on this expedition?
Well, Patty, this is an incredible adventure for me. It's an expedition and it has a sense of the unknown, so it appealed to my curiosity. And then also, I really wanted to see what scientists actually do so that I could bring that experience back to my students.
And what is your role as a teacher on board the Healy?
Patty, my job is to journal about my experiences and post my journals and pictures on the web, and then also to answer questions from students. And I can do those things by observing the scientists and working with the scientists and interacting with them on a daily basis.
How do you think your experiences aboard the ship will affect your teaching on a daily basis when you return to North Carolina?
Well, Patty, I think I'm seeing real science as it's happening. And this is amazing to me. It's not like the science that I learned in my college classes where we just did these cookbook labs. I'm looking at these scientists collecting real data. Data that's talking about climate change, which is something that's very prevalent in our news today, and something that's happening to our globe. So I think it's going to help me show my students what real scientists really do. It has broadened the scope of my experience, so I can bring better examples to my students when I'm teaching them, and also I can help connect my kids to a faraway place like the Bering Sea, which is not something I think they think about very often.
And now my biggest question, what has been your most memorable experience so far?
Well, Patty, before I came on this trip, I was thinking, what kinds of things would I see while I was here? And one of the things that I thought that I might see was a whale. So I kept waiting for days, even weeks, to see a whale. I wanted to see a whale in the wild that was not at some place like an aquarium or SeaWorld or something. And so people would wake me up in the middle of the night because they spotted whales, and I didn't see a whale. And then all of a sudden, one day, we came across a whole herd of gray whales. And when I finally spotted one in the binoculars, I absolutely could not contain my excitement. I squealed with delight because I was so excited to see the back and the fluke of these whales and to see their blows in the water. It was just absolutely amazing.
That does sound amazing, Sam. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your trip aboard.